Today's daf is Beya Daf Chaf, and we have five lines from the bottom of Daf Yutes Amid Beis, the two dots, the Yoitza Ba Mishum Simcha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Chayim Moshe Ben Frumet, Kleinemus Kalman Ben Rivka, Yaakov Aharim Ben Fega, and Tamar Bas Chasida Fruma Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Chaim Moshe ben Yisrael and Le'ilui Nishmas Miral Bas Reb Moshe. So we're in the middle of a sugya that is discussing a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to the karbonos that every yid had to bring on Yontif, the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Ria. The Gemara on the top of Daf Yutes Amid Beis had brought a brisa, a rather long brisa, which subsequently was followed by a detailed analysis of that long brisa. The backdrop of the brisa was the Karban Toida. The Karban Toida, which a person brought as a carbon when he wanted to give Shvach Vahidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Braisa, the Karban Toida is treated as a Karban Neder or Nedava. Even though there were times where people were obligated to bring a Karban Toida, but at the same time, the Karban Toida was treated as a Neder, it was treated as a Nedava. And the discussion of the Braisa was, could you bring a Karban Toida on Yontif, or could you not bring it on Yontif? Pesach, there's a problem because it's chametz. Every yontif, there's a problem in light of the discussion whether nedarim and nedavis are craven beyontif. Either way, the Gemara brought a shitas Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon, who said, "Mevi adam toidase b'chag ha-sukkos." A person's allowed to bring a carbon toida on sukkos. The yoytze by yedei chayvasim yishum simcha, and he can fulfill his obligation of simchas yontif through his carbon toida. However, ve'en yoytze by mishum chagiga, he cannot fulfill his obligation to bring a carbon chagiga with the carbon toida. So what are the karbonos simcha and the karbonos chagiga? We spoke about this in the previous daf. The carbon chagiga was one of the karbonos that every yid had to bring when he was oil regal. The carbon simcha was a carbon that you had to bring to fulfill your mitzvah of simchas yontif. It says in the Torah, "V'samachta b'chagecha." Today ain't simcha ela b'basar, ain't simcha ela b'basar v'yayim. But once upon a time, the way a person fulfilled his mitzvah of simchas yontif was by bringing a carbon shlamim, eating that basar, and it was through the shalmei simcha that a person fulfilled his carbon. So it says the Braisa, what if someone brings a carbon toida on yontif? Now you also have to bring a chagiga. You also have to bring a shalmei simcha. Do we say that by bringing the carbon toida, he can fulfill his obligation of chagiga? Do we say he can fulfill his obligation of simcha? That's the discussion. Now, the reason this is even a question is because the carbon toida was really a form of a carbon shlamim. It was a subclass in the world of carbon shlamim. So what's the chagiga? It's a shlamim. What's the simcha? It's a shlamim. I'm anyways bringing a shlamim. I'm bringing my shalmei toida. So do we say that because I'm bringing a shalmei toida, that therefore would allow me to fulfill my obligation for chagiga or simcha or not? So what did the Braisa say? V'yoytze ba mishum simcha. You can fulfill your obligation for simcha. V'ein b'yoytze ba mishum chagiga. However, you cannot fulfill your obligation for chagiga. So the Gemara says, as it relates to the fact that you cannot be yoytze your chiyuv chagiga with a carbon toida, pshita, isn't that obvious? Tavu shebechayvahu. A carbon chagiga is a carbon that you have to bring. It's a carbon chayve. And we have a rule. This is a general principle that governs kachim that says that anytime a person's obligated to bring a carbon, if it's a dover shebechayve, it's a carbon that you're not bringing out of the kindness of your heart, but rather it's a carbon that you're bringing because you have an obligation to bring a carbon. And you have to make sure that the money that you use to buy this carbon is chulin money. You can't use kachim money. You can't use maitzasheni money. It has to be chulin money. The toida is not chulin. It's kachim. So of course you can't fulfill your obligation for a chagiga by bringing a carbon toida. It's not chulin. Zokta gemara, like tzricha, you have to say the chiddush of the brayse is the afal gafta parish. Even if this person, when he was mafrish's carbon toida, he said specifically, I'm going to set aside a carbon toida, but I want that this toida that I'm going to bring on yontif should also work to fulfill my obligation to bring a shalmei chagiga. You would have thought that being that the person clearly stipulated at the time of the hafrasha of this toida that he's going to want to use the toida to fulfill his shalmei chagiga, so maybe it should work for the shalmei chagiga. That's the chiddush that it doesn't work. And the Gemara says that the truth is, this idea of whether or not if a person clearly stipulates that he wants to use his neder or nedava to now fulfill a karban chayda, whether he can or can't, was discussed by the Amiram. Kidabai Menei Rab Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lakish asked this very question to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, if somebody says, I want to bring a karban chayda, however, I'm going to bring the chayda on Yantiv, and when I bring the karban chayda, I want to be able to use it to fulfill my obligation to bring a karban chayda. Or a person said, Arini Nazar. He said, I want to be a Nazar. And when I shave my here, meaning at the conclusion of the Naziris, where I'm obligated now to bring karbanos, I want to bring the karbanos from Meiser Sheni. I want that I should be able to use Meiser Sheni for. Ma, what's the halacha? So Rish Lakish wasn't sure about it. Amalei and Rabbi Yechanan told him, Nador v'eina yoytzi nazar v'eina megalech. A person said, I really like toida, but I'm going to use the toida to fulfill my obligation of chagiga. You have to bring the toida because you made a neder. But v'eina yoytzi, it doesn't work here tonight. You're not going to be able to use your toida now to fulfill your shami chagiga. And if a person said, I really nazar, but when I complete my Naziris, not after bring karbanos, I want to use Meiser Sheni money. Nazir, du bist not Nazir, aber v'ein megalech. You can't use the Meiser Sheni money to now fulfill your obligation. Bottom line is, it was a shayla, it was a discussion between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that what's the halach at the end of the day? You can't ever use money that's hektish to fulfill a chayva, even if you stipulated it. That's the chiddush of this braisa. When the braisa says that you can't use your toida to fulfill your Shalmi Chagiga, the Chiddush is even when you made it clear that at the onset that this is something you were going to want to do, still you're not able to do it. Just to clarify one point, if that's the case, so why is it that the Yoytza Bamishum Simcha, the Braisa said, Eina Yoytza Bamishum Chagiga, however, Yoytza Bamishum Simcha. Why? What's the difference between the carbon chagiga and the carbon simcha? Why can't I use my carbon toida for my obligation for shalmei chagiga? Because chol davish abechayva in about element achulin. But the shalmei simcha is not a davish abechayva. Why am I bringing the shalmei simcha? Because I have to. Because it's a mitzvah. It's a machta bechagecha. So the teretz is because there's a difference between the shalmei chagiga and the shalmei simcha. Shalmei chagiga is a chiyuv to bring the carbon. It says in the Torah of Elohiro upon Ireikam, like we spoke about in the introduction to Daf Yutes. So I have an obligation now to make sure I bring a carbon. That carbon has to be a shalmei chagiga. I can't use any other carbon for it. But shalmei simcha, what's the chiyuv? Bring a shlamim for simcha. The chiyuv is to eat basar of a carbon. As long as I'm eating basar from a carbon, I fulfilled my mitzvah shalmei simcha. Now, if I don't have any basar carbon, so bring a carbon, and that carbon will be called shalmei simcha. It has a special name. But let's say I have a toida, so be yaitza with the carbon toida. There's no din havas carbon l'shem mitzvah simchas yantiv. There's a din, you have to eat basar of a carbon. So if I have basar of a carbon because I brought a carbon toida, there's no reason that's not going to work. So more on this note. Now, who gavra, there was a person, Amaluhu, who told them, Havulei arba mei azuzi leploini, give 400 zuz to ploini, velinsiv barti, and ask him to please marry my daughter. So what's going on here? Rashi says this was a shchivmrat. This was a person that was lying on his deathbed, and he's trying to be masader a few things before yitzias neshama. So he turned to the chever around him, and he said, I have a daughter, she needs a shidduch. Offer ploini 400 zuz, Shane and Nadin, and like this, hopefully he's going to marry my daughter. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, arba mei ashalko. This person now gets to keep 400 zuz. By the way, even though there was no kinyan, but divrei shchivmera kichsuvim vechimsurim dami nashim in Ezekiel 101. And if a shchivmera says something, it's as if it was written. It's as if a kinyan took place, and as a result, the person gets the 400 zuz. Abu ubarite, as it relates to the daughter, yibayin nasa, yibayin loy nasa. Doesn't have to marry the daughter. The shchivmera doesn't have a right to impose upon you to marry his daughter, but he does have a right to give you 400 zuz if he so chooses. And the Gemara says, Taima, the Amar Havel Evelintzev. The only reason this is true is because first the person said, give 400 zuz, and then afterwards he said, marry my daughter. But what if he would have said in the verse, Avali Amar Lintzev Havelay? But let's say he would have said, tell this person to marry my daughter, and then he would have said, Vahavalei, give him 400 zuz. And then the halacha would be, Nasiv shakel, v'ilay nasiv loy shakel. If the person marries, then he gets the money. If not, no. Meaning, at first he says, take the money, and then he says, marry my daughter. So the money is not contingent on marrying the daughter. If he said it in the reverse order, first he said, Lintzav barati, and then he said, give him 400 zuz. So obviously, it's meant to be in that order. Yosem Remev, a couple of shmaitim, shmaitan avshay. Merema sat down, and he said over the following shmaitz in his own name. Now, it's not referring to this last gemara that we learned about the shchivmera, but it's referring to what the Gemara said on the bottom of your Tesam and Beis. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked Rav Yochanan that even though we have a rule that called Davashe B'chayva Einoi Ba
Elam and Achulim, but what would be if the person stipulated? He said, I want this carbon toida to work for a carbon chayva, or I want to be able to use my sasheni money when I bring my carbonis nazar. So Rabbi Shlokish asked the question to Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yechanan answer? He told him, it doesn't work. Amalei. So Mirema said the same exact thing, and he didn't quote Rabbi Shlokish, he didn't quote Rabbi Yechanan, he didn't have all the rate, he just said the halacha on his own. So Ravina was there, and Amalei, Ravina told Mirema, Ravina told Mirema, Atun Hachi Masnisala, you just said the halacha. Interesting. Anan, we know the rest of the story. The way we have the Messiah is, that Reish Lakish was the one that asked this question to Rabbi Yechon Masninullah, and Rabbi Yechon was the one who answered Reish Lakish. But the bottom line is, whether Merema said it on his own, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon, and different messiahs of exactly how this halacha was transmitted. But the rule is, called Davash Abachaybi, Eneba Elaman Achula, and even if you stipulate it, doesn't matter. This is what the halacha is going to be. So we're going to return now to our Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Yutes Amin Aleph, the Machloikas between Bishamay and Bisil, and we're now going to discuss the other part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah on Daf Yutes mentioned two Machloikasin between Bishamay and Bisil. Machloikasin that we said today are obviously not Nogeya, but once upon a time was super Nogeya. And that is, every single Yid had an obligation, Sholish Paman Bashana, to be Oyler Regal. And it says in the Torah that when a Yid was Oyler Regal, he had to make sure, V'lo Yira upon Irekam. He couldn't come empty handed. He had to bring a gift, Kaviyachol, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the gift? Two karbanis, a shlamim and an oila, a shalmi chagiga, and an oila sri. And there were two machloikasin between Bisham and Bisil as it related to those two karbanis that every single yid brought during the Shalosh Regal. One machloikas was, are you allowed to bring the oila sri on Yontif, or you're not allowed to bring it on Yontif? The shalmi chagiga, for sure you're allowed to bring on Yontif. Mark quoted a pasuk for it. But the question was, what about the Oilas Riyah? Could you bring it on Yontif or not? Bishamay, they're always machmer. They were machmer. They said, no, you can't bring the Oilas Riyah on Yontif. Chalamayt, but not on Yontif. Beisil said, no, you're allowed to bring the Oilas Riyah on Yontif. What's the difference between the Shalmei Chagig and the Oilas Riyah? So the Gemara brought psukim, but the difference is, the Shlomim, a part of it was eaten by the Oilam. As a result, it's Meleches Oichel Nefesh. Any Melech involved in bringing the carbon Shlomim is Oichel Nefesh. The Torah says, you're allowed to do Meleches Oichel Nefesh for Yantim. The Oilas Riyah was Kulay Kalo, so it's not Meleches Oichel Nefesh. And because it's not Meleches Oichel Nefesh, so the Oilas Riyah was treated differently. That was one Machlekes. The other Machlekes was the Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagiga, that Beisham and Yisrael both agree you are allowed to bring on Yantim itself. Smicha or no smicha. So ordinarily, when a person brought a carbon yachid, the bala carbon used to do smicha. So the question was, if you're bringing now your shalmei chagiga, then everybody agrees you bring. Are you going to do smicha? You're not going to do smicha. According to Beis Shammai, no smicha. According to Beis Hillel, you do smicha. So really, to summarize, according to Beis Shammai, on Yontif, you were able to bring only the shalmei chagiga, and even the shalmei chagiga, you couldn't do smicha. According to Beis Hillel on Yontif, you're able to bring the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Riyah. And when you brought the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Riyah, there was a mitzvah to do smicha on both. Zok to Gemara. Tani Tana kameh de Rabbi Yitzchak Barab. So there was a Tana that said over the following Braisa in the presence of Rabbi Yitzchak Barab. The Braisa said like this. It says in the Torah, Vayakrev es ha'oila, Vayaseha kamishpat. This pasuk is in Parsha Shmini, and it's discussing one of the special karbanos that were brought by Yom HaShmini, which was the Shmini Lemiluim. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the first day of Hakamas HaMishkan. And the pasuk says that Aharon HaKohen brought an oila, and he did it kamishpat. So what was the mishpat? So this was what the Braisa said. Kamishpat oilas nadav. This oila, which was an oilas chayva, it was an oil that Aharon HaKohen was obligated to bring on this special day, was brought kamishpat oilas nadav. In what way? Li made al oilas choyve shetuna smicha. An oilas nedava requires smicha. It's a pasuk in the Torah, right in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. The first carbon that the Torah talks about is the carbon oila, and it mentions smicha. Now that oila is an oilas nedava. So you see that an oilas nedava needs smicha. So the Tana of this braisa said that the oila that Aharon HaKohen brought, even though it wasn't an oilas nedava, it was an oilas chayva. However, vayaseh kamishpat oilas nedava, he brought it like the mishpat oilas nedava. In other words, he did smicha. But what comes out from this braisa is this, and this is the diyuk that the first Gemara is going to hinge on, that we needed a pasuk to learn that Aharon HaKohen's oila required smicha. What do you mean? It says in the Torah that oila needs smicha. Oh no, because when it says in the Torah that oila needs smicha, it's talking about the oilas nedava. It's not talking about the oilas chayva. Limeid, we need a limud to teach me that just like an oilas nedava needs smicha, so too the oilas chayva needs smicha. So Reb Yitzchak Barabbi hears this price. He tells the Tana, he says, tell me, are you quoting Beis Shammai?
Why? It must be Beis Shammai. Only Beis Shammai could need a pasuk to tell me that an oilas chayva needs smicha. Why? The legamri shalmei chayva mishalmei nedava. Because I know Beis Shammai holds that the shalmei chagiga that was brought on Yontif, there was no smicha. Either zechi of smicha must be they hold that the only time you bring smicha is by a nedava. You don't bring smicha by a chayva. Now it says beforeish that a shlomim needs smicha. Yeah, but it says a shalmei nedava needs smicha. It doesn't say shalmei chayva. So Beis Shammai clearly doesn't learn shalmei chayva from shalmei nedava. Oh, Beis Shammai doesn't hold. You learn shalmei chayver from shalmei nedava. They would hold you don't learn oilas chayver from oilas nedava. So how would a Aharon HaKohen have known to do smicha when he brought that carbon oil? Obviously, there was a special drasha. Because if the Tana of this Bryce is Beisil, even the Gamay shalmei chayver from shalmei nedava, just like Beisil holds that when you bring the shalmei chayver, the shalmei chagig on yontif, you do smicha. So clearly, they hold that you could learn chayver from nedava. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the shalmei chayver needs smicha. It says the shalmei nedava needs smicha. So obviously, you can learn the shalmei chayver from shalmei nedava. So if you can learn chayver from nedava by the so obviously the Oilas Chayv wouldn't even need a pasuk. So if Yisrael Abba told this Tana that this Brisa that you're quoting must be Beis Shammai, it has to be a Beis Shammai Brisa that somehow got away because it can't be Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need a pasuk Vayakriv Es Oil Vayaser Kamish, but to teach me that there's a din smicha on the Oilas Chayv because you learn Chayv from the Dava. How do I know that? That's Beis Hillel Shita that the Shalmei Chagiga had smicha. So the Gemara says, "Umimai de Beisul shalmei chayva mishalmei de davi gamri." So the Gemara asks, "The Kashmir Yitzchak Rabbi said, you're assuming from the fact that Beisul holds that the shalmei chagiga had smicha, must be where did he learn the din smicha by the shalmei chagiga? He learned it from shalmei nedava. Thus, if you can learn shalmei chayva from shalmei nedava, you can learn oilas chayva from oilas nedava. So why do I need a special pasuk to teach me that a Aharon HaKohen's oilas chayva needed smicha? Fake the Gemara. How do you know that's true? Dilma mi oilas chayva gamri." Maybe the way Beis Hillel knows that the Shalmei Chagiga needed smicha is he learned it from the Oilas Chayva. He learned Shalmei Chayva from Oilas Chayva. For Oilas Chayva Gufa Baikra. And how does he know that the Oilas Chayva needs smicha? Oh, from this pasuk. Vayakmi Vesna Oila, Vayasnea Kamishma. Meaning, you're assuming that why do you need a pasuk to teach me that the Oilas Chayva needs smicha? Learn it from Oilas Nadava, just like you can learn Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nadava, you should learn Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nadava. Zok Digmar, that presupposes that Beisil Shita, that Shalmei Chayva needs smicha, is learned out from Shalmei Nadava. Lo Oilam, I'll tell you, Shalmei Chayva, you can learn from Shalmei Nadava, and therefore you can learn Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nadava. How do you know then that Shalmei Chayva needs smicha? I learned it from Oilas Chayva. Okay, how does Oilas Chayva do you know you need smicha? Must be from this pasuk. But at the end of the day, maybe this pasuk is even going according to Beis Hillel, but the Gemara says no. Because Maishna Mishalmei Nadava the Loi, if Beis Hillel really holds that you can't learn Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nadava, what would be the reason for it? There would have to be a svara. The reason would be Shnekein Mitsuyin, because the Shalmei Nadava is Mitsuyin, it's Matsui. It's more shchiach. It's something that happens more often than the Shalmei Chayva. The Shalmei Chayva, how often do you have a chiyuv to bring a shlomim? Shalmei Nedava, a classic example of a nedav and a nedava was the carbon shlomim. People used to always bring it. So you can't learn a rear carbon from a shchiach carbon. That's probably the svar. Because otherwise, what's the svar? They're both shlomims. So it must be because there's a pircha. Right? There's some mailo that the Shalmei Nedava has versus the Shalmei Chayva. What is it? It's more matzi. If that's the case, you shouldn't be able to learn from the Oilas Chayva either. I mean, if we're going to go down this road, we're going to start asking pirchas, Ma'ilas Chayva Nami Legamri. She can't call. So how could you learn Shalmei Chayva from Oilas Chayva? I can throw out a pircha too. The pircha will be that the Oilas Chayva is kol as opposed to the Shalmei Chayva is not kol. So the Gemara is saying that it can't be its Beis Hillel. Because if it's Beis Hillel, that means you're telling me you can't learn the Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. That must be because you're willing to use and work with pirchas when it comes to learning smicha. If there's a pircha from Shalmei Nedava to Shalmei Chayva, there's certainly a pircha from Oilas Chayva to Shalmei Chayva. Because Oilas Chayva has the greatest pircha of all time. It's kulei kol. It's used throughout kachim. But the Gemara says no. It could be really still the Brice is going according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel that knows that Shalmei Chayva has it in smicha, learned it from Oilas Chayva. He also learned it from Shalmei Nedava. And the reason he needed two limudim is precisely because of the two perchas that we just said. He learned it from Oilas Chayva, but the problem is not Oilas Chayva, Sheken Kulei Kol. I'll learn from Shalmei Nadav. Yeah, but Shalmei Nadav is very matzoi. Okay, I'll learn it from Eilas Chayva, which is not so matzoi. Asu mi beinaya. Next words in the Gemara. He learned it from both together. And being that he learned it from both together, that's how he knows it. But the bottom line is, even though at first glance the Gemara thought, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba said this b'risa sounds like Beis Shammai, after further review, this b'risa doesn't have to be Beis Shammai. This b'risa could be going according to Beis Hillel as well. Beis Hillel holds that an Eilas, a Shalmei Chayva has it in smicha, and that's why the Shalmei Chagiga needed smicha. How did he know the Shalmei Chagiga needed smicha? He learned it from a combination, a tzad hashava, between the Shalmei Nadava and between the Eilas Chayva. Shalmei Nadava, the Torah says, needs smicha, so it's mistarbe, the Shalmei Chayva also needs smicha. But there's a pircha. The pircha is the Shalmei Nadava is very matzi. Oh, I have another karmah that's not so matzi that also has smicha. What is that Eilas Chayva? Eilas Chayva, how do you know Eilas Chayva? Eilas Nadava? You can't learn Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nadava. Oh, I have a pasuk. Ve'yakriv es ha'oilu v'yaser kamishpat, kamishpat Eilas Nadava, limid al Eilas Chayva shatun ha'smicha. So even Beis Hillel needed this drasha, but at the end of the day, Beis Hillel is really the Tana of this braisa. But what emerges is from this first part of the Gemara is that the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel sounds like, meaning the machloikis whether there was smicha by the Shalmei Chagiga, there was no smicha by the Shalmei Chagiga, was there a chi of smicha on the Shalmei Chagiga? Beis Hillel said there's a chi of smicha. Beis Shammai said there's no chi of smicha. Beis Hillel said there's a chi of smicha. He knows it from a tzad hashava between Shalmei Nadava and between Eilas Chayva. Beis Shammai says there is no chi. So that's the essence of the machlokes. Is there a chi of smicha or is there no chi of smicha? But the Gemara says that's true. Sorry, Beis Shammai, Shalmei Chayva, Beis Smicha. Is that really Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai holds Shalmei Chayva does not need smicha. Period. Vatanya. We learned to the price. Amr Rabbi Yosef. There was never machlokes Beis Shammai whether or not you need smicha. Meaning everybody holds you need smicha. Mat nechlik. What was the machlokes? Al tekev the smicha shchita. Does the shchita and the smicha, do they have to happen right after each other? Does the smicha have to immediately precede the shchita, or does it not? Beis Shammai says any tzarech, it doesn't have to. Beis Hillel and tzarech, and Beis Hillel said it did have to. Meaning, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yosef both agree that the Shalmei Chayva needed smicha, even though it's a carbon chayva. And really, the Torah never mentions smicha by a carbon chayva. But just like Beis Hillel learns it from a tzad hashava between Shalmei Nadava and Eilas Chayva, Beis Shammai holds it the same exact tzad hashava. What was the machlokes? The machlokes was something else. Do you have to do the smicha right before the shchita? Now, Beis Hillel said yeah. And because Beis Hillel holds tekef l'smicha shchita, therefore Beis Hillel holds you do the smicha on Yontif. Because tekef l'smicha shchita, you do the shchita on Yontif, you do the smicha on Yontif. Beis Shammai holds ein tzarech. It doesn't have to happen right before. That means it doesn't have to happen right before. Do the smicha erev Yontif, and then on Yontif, you're going to do the shchita. But the point is, this Rabbi Yossi is clearly not like the aforementioned Gemara, not like Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. Again, just the names and the paper trail matters. There was a Tana that came to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba and he told him, I have a braisa. The braisa says, Vayakiv es oil vayaser kamishpat, Aharon did smicha on the oil eschayva. How did he do it? He knew it from a pasuk. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba told him that, oh, this is not like Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, this must be like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. What was the point? The point was, according to Beis Shammai, that there's no chiv smicha by the Shalmei Chagiga. How do you know that? Because there was no smicha. So obviously holds you don't learn chayver from the Dava. Therefore, over there, you would have needed a pasuk to learn chayver from the Dava. But Beis Hillel, who holds that there was a din smicha by the Shalmei Chagiga, obviously he holds learns chayver from the Dava. He learns chayver from the Dava. So you wouldn't need a special pasuk over there. But there's one premise in that statement, very important premise, that the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether there's a chi of smicha on a Shalmei Chagiga. There is no chi of smicha on a Shalmei Chagiga. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Abba was an Amayra. Kumtz again the Gemara, and it brings a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, Sheni Mukayimai, Tanon, could barely argue with Rabbi Yossi, let alone an Amayra. And Rabbi Yossi said very clearly, but Shalmei Yisrael both agree that there's a chi of smicha. What was the machloikis? Tekef l'smicha shchita. So really what we have is a kasha on an Amayra. Rabbi Yisrael bar Abba, how could the Amayra Rabbi Yisrael bar Abba go not like a braisa? So that's what we need to answer now. So the Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Ay Tana. Rabbi Yisrael bar Abba is going to hold like the following Tana. Tana went to the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Zalai Nech, Shalmei Yisrael al tekef l'smicha shchita shetzarech. They never argued about tekef l'smicha shchita. For sure, tekef l'smicha. Meaning, if there's a din smicha, it has to be takev. What was the machlokes on smicha atzma? On smicha itself. Beis Shammai holds you don't have to. Beis Hillel holds you don't have to. Beis Hillel holds you do have to. Bottom line is, we have two pshatim in the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you bring the Shammai Chagig, you don't do smicha on yotiv. According to Beis Hillel, you do smicha on yotiv. What's the esber in the machlokes? We have two pshatim. One pshat is they were arguing whether there's a mitzvah, whether there's a chi of smicha on the Shammai
Chagiga. Why not? Because it's a Shalmei Chayva. Why, yeah? Learn from Etzad HaShava between Shalmei Nedov and Oilas Chayva. Alternatively, Machlekes was whether there's a din take of L'smicha Shchita. Everybody holds there's a Chiyav Smicha. The question is take of L'smicha Shchita. If take of L'smicha Shchita, then you have to do it on Yantav. You have no choice. If there's no take of L'smicha Shchita, you do it on Erev Yantav. Now, just one thing worth speaking out, and that is, according to the second Pshat, everyone holds there's a Chiyav Smicha. The question is there a din take of L'smicha Shchita? Bisul says, yeah, do it on Yantav. Bishamai says, no, do it Erev Yantav. But at the end of the day, according to Beis Shammai, why can't you do it on Yantav? There's no din take of the smicha shchita. But why can't you do smicha? Why can't you do smicha? According to the first pshat, there is no mitzvah smicha, according to Beis Shammai. So it's simple. But the second pshat in the Gemara, there is a mitzvah smicha. There's just no din that it has to be taken. Therefore, do it Erev Yantav. I'm going to be in the Beis Hamikdash anyways on Yantav. I'm bringing my carbon then. Let me do smicha then. So Rashi, the Mishnah spoke out that the reason is because there's an isser, nisit rabbana, to be mishtamish be balchai. There's an isser to touch an animal on Yantav. And because there's an isser to be mishtamish be balchai, so therefore, Beis Shammai holds that do the smicha on Erev Yantav. Beis Hillel says you have no choice. You have to do it on Yantav. Take the smicha shchita. So we're going to look away from the isser to be mishtamish be balchai. Whereas Beis Shammai says, no, there is no din take of the smicha shchita. So as a result, you might as well do it on Erev Yantav. Tanu rabbanan. Maisa, there was a story be Hillel Azakin. So this is the Hillel Azakin. He brought his oila to the Azara Lismich Olea B'Yantav. So he brought his oila to do smicha with Anyantav. Now this is base Hillel Shita. Obviously Hillel being the patriarch of the Shita of base Hillel, and really taking on both kulois of Shita's base Hillel in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph. Number one, it was an oila. According to Beis Shammai, you don't bring an oila sriya on Yantav. Beis Hillel is bringing an oila sriya. And number two, he's doing smicha. According to Beis Shammai, even when you bring a carbon such as the Shalmei Chagiga, you wouldn't do smicha. So the Gemara says, Chibru all of Talmid Beis Shammai Azakin. The Talmidim of Shammai Azakin, they ganged up. They went after Hillel. Amrulai, they told him, tell me, Ma tivo shel behemazu. What kind of animal are you bringing? Is this a zachar? Or is this an akeifa? Now, a shlomim could be a zachar or an akeifa. An oila has to be a zachar. Amalahem, so Hillel told him nekeve. He said it's an akeifa. It wasn't. It was really a zachar. He told him nekeve. Ulezivche shlomim hevesia. And I'm bringing it as a shlomim. So Hillel told him it was an akeifa. He's bringing a shlomim. When the truth is it was a zachar. And he was bringing a carbon oil. And not just that. Hillel wanted to make what he said sound believable. So kiske slohem biznava. He started moving the tail. The purpose of moving the tail was that they should see it's a nekeva. But the truth is, if they would have looked, they would have seen it's a zachar. But Hillel knew they wouldn't look. That it was just like his move, like he's so confident with what he's saying that he's willing to look, you'll see. It's a, and that was his way of, but bottom line is v'hochulhem. They never saw that it was a zachar. They ended up walking away. But on that day, but at the end of the day, you see, Hillel was afraid to bring a carbon oil in the Beis HaMikdash and to do smicha. This was something that he was very, very afraid to do. So it was gavri yadam shal beishamei al beis Hillel. And they wanted to make the halach on that day should be that you're not allowed to bring an oil asriya and you have to follow the laws of Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara said, v'hoisham zachin echad. There was an older person there. Mitalmidei shamei azachin. He was one of the talmidim of shamei azachin. Ubava ben Buta Shemar. His name was Bava ben Buta. We have a related raid bite in Masechtas Krisos about Bava ben Buta being one of the great Talmidim of Shammai Azakin. He knew that Allah was like Bezil. V'shalach v'hevi kol tzoyin kedesh b'Yerushalayim. He brought all the sheep from Kedar that was in Yerushalayim v'midim Azara, and he brought them in the Azara. V'amar, and he said, kol misha roitza lismoich. Anyone that wants to do smicha, yavai v'yismoich, he could do smicha. To prove that the Allah is really like Beis Hillel, you could do smicha as opposed to like Beis Shammai. V'oysa hayoyim gavri yadna shal Beis Hillel. In fact, it ended up being that Beis Hillel's halacha reigned. V'kavu halacha k'moysan, and they passed in the halacha like Beis Hillel. V'loyhoyu sham adam sh'ir b'davar kol. There was no one that was ma'ar. Shuv ma'isa, there was another story. B'tamadach b'tamid Beis Hillel. Talmud of Beis Hillel. Shehevi Adlasi Lazari brought his oila to the Azara, lismoich oleha, to do smicha. Matzei Talmud Echel, mi Talmud of Beis Shammai. One of the Talmud of Beis Shammai saw him. Amaloi told him, mazu smicha. You're doing smicha. First of all, it was an oila. But besides, he said, what are you doing smicha? Amaloi said, he had the best response. He told him, mazu shtika. In other words, Rashi, hoil chalishtaik. Ve'enoi shaysik. You're asking me, why am I doing smicha? I'm asking you, why aren't you being quiet? Like, what are you doing? Let me do what I need to do. Says the Gemara, Shaskim in Azifa. When he heard this, he was silenced.
V'halachlein, he walked away. Amar Abaya. Abaya said you can learn something from the story. Hilka chaytzum rabbanan. Damal chavrei milsef. Tzum rabbanan. You're a Talmud Chacham. You're a younger man. And somebody comes to you and he tells you something. He's sharp. And you want to respond. So you can respond sometimes. Abaloi lahadalei milsef femi my damalei chavrei. You shouldn't be wordier in your response than the person was in his assault. The iu amalei mazu smicha. This Talmud from Beishamai told the Talmud of Yisrael mazu smicha. V'kama hadalei. What was his answer? Mazu shtika. He said mazu smicha. He said mazu shtika. Zokti gemar tanya. Amar leMeisil beSham. Beisil told beShamai. Ma b'makoyim she'asur lehedya. Now we have two machloikis in here between beShamai and beSil. We have the machloikis between beShamai and beSil in the Mishnah as it relates to could you bring the oilas riyah on Yontif. And we have the machloikis between beShamai and beSil when you bring a carbon, whether it's oilas riyah according to beSil or only the shamai chagiga according to beShamai, do you do smicha or not? So the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to mention an exchange between beShamai and beSil specifically regarding the machloikis, whether you can bring an oilas riyah, which was the topic really of yesterday's that. But the Gemara is going to bring a machloikis or a discussion behind the scenes of the back and forth between Beishamai and Beisil as it relates to can you bring an oilas riyah on Yom Tov, can you not? So the Braisa says like this, Beisil told Beishamai, Uma b'makim she'asa lehedyet, mutar l'gvayah, madach on Shabbos, we are not allowed to do malachis lehedyet. Right, you can't just do malachis, but you mutar l'gvayah. There's certain karbonis you can bring on Shabbos, the musafim were brought on Shabbos, the carbon tamid was brought on Shabbos, right? There were different carbonas that were brought on Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, you can never do malacha lehedyet. Non-kachim-related reasons, you're not doing any malacha, but l'gavah, you can't. So, makom shemut lehedyet. On Yontif, where you're allowed to do malacha lehedyet, malacha seichel nefesh as mutter, you can cook in your kitchen, ain't it in shemut l'gavah. So, certainly, based on a kalva chayim, you should be able to bring carbonas. Meaning, why does Beishamai hold you can't bring an oilas riyah? What's the fundamental difference between a shamai chagig and oilas riyah? One is oichel nefesh, the other one's not oichel nefesh. The shlamim you can eat from, the oil you can't eat from. So you're telling me because it's legavaya you can't do it. So it still is that, think about it for a second. It's not logical. Kal v'chaymer, it's one of you come with me to shatayin in the drashas ban. Shabbos, no hedyet, yeah, gavaya. Yontif, hedyet, no gavaya. Now, it's not the same thing, right? Because on Shabbos, when you're allowed to bring a carbon legavaya, it's only certain carbonas, as opposed to the oilas riyah, that's a carbon yachid, that's a different type of carbon. Mehechateisen, that's Beishamai's response. Amar Beishamai, so Beishamai told Beisil, number one, Nedarim and Nedavis Hechichu. What about Nedarim and Nedavis? Shemuta lehedyet v'asa legvaya. Nedarim and Nedavis, a hedyet is, you're allowed to bring, you're allowed to do malacha for a hedyet, right? You're allowed to cook in your kitchen, but you're not allowed to bring Nedarim and Nedavis. Meaning, there's a flaw in your kal v'chaymer, because you see there are times that this logic that you have doesn't play out. There are times that it's mutal lehedyet and it's also legvaya. Nedarim and nedavos you can't bring on Yontif, but you're allowed to do work in your kitchen. Aye, kal v'chaymer, it must be. The kal v'chaymer doesn't always hold true. So if the kal v'chaymer doesn't always hold true, so who said it has to hold true with regards to the oilas riyah? I'm on the base hillel, the base hillel told him, Nedarim and nedavos ain't kavulam zman. But don't bring me rayas from there. Because nedarim and nedavos is our karbonis that have no kfiyas. You can bring a neder and a nedavos whenever you want. Talking about oilas riyah, shekavulam zman, as opposed to the oilas riyah, that is kavulam zman. That's something, that's a carbon you have to bring only at a certain time. I'm on the base shabbos, the base shabbos told him, it's not true. Afzu ain't lo zman. There's no fixed time when you have to bring the oilas riyah. Why the time? It's a mishnah. Mishnah chag b'yantif rishon shalchag. Someone that didn't bring his carbon said he has to bring on the first day yantif. Chag b'yantif kalav regal kulay. You have the whole yantif to bring it. Yantif achron shalchag. On sukkahs he can even bring it on shmini atzeres. And even on shavuos he has 7 days to bring the carbon. So you see, it's not kavul lezman. I'm on the Beisil. Beisil said that's called ain't kavul lezman because you have a week. That's in kavul lezman. Afzu kavul lezman. The tana, that's also a mishnah. Over harega v'loy chag. If yontif passes and you didn't bring the carbon, ain't chay back reyusai. It's too late. You can't bring it anymore. I'm the Beishamai. So Beishamai said, I hear. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter because I don't agree with you regardless. Because v'alei kvar nemar, it says in the Torah, acha sheye yosel l'chol nefesh hu levado yosel lochem lochem v'loy l'gvay. It's a pasuk. Pasuk lochem v'loy l'gvay. You can't bring karbanos l'gvaya even if it's kavul lezman, sort of. Anyantiv. Amar leBeisil. Beisil said, "Valik for Nemel Hashem." No, but it says, "Achashay Yochad Chol Nefesh." It says the word "Vachagoyis Hamoisay Chag Hashem." That was the mekar that Beisil brought in the beginning of the sugya. It says Hashem, and that means called Hashem. Any carbon for Hashem you're allowed to bring im kain. So Beisil. Beishamai told Beisil, then Matam Alem Lachem. What do you learn from Lachem? So Beisil says, "Don't worry about it. I dealt with Lachem. Lachem v'loy lekutim. You're not allowed to do malacha even Echol Nefesh for an Eni Yehudi. Lachem v'loy leklavim. You're not allowed to do a Melacha anyantif leklavim for your dogs." But the bottom line is, this is a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to the Machil Shamisil. Bisul had a kal v'chaymer,
B'Shamay had a pirch on the Kal V'Chaymer. B'Shamay went back and forth and forth and back. Finally, B'Shamay said, it's a pasig. B'Shamay said, I disagree with your pasig. But the Gemara brings another version of this exchange. And both versions are going to play out. Abishal Aymer, B'Lashon Acheres. Abishal had a different Lashon of the exchange. This was Beis Hillel's response. Beis Hillel comes to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel tells Beis Shammai, you tell me you can't bring an Eilas Riyah. I have a posh to Kal V'Chaymer. Ma b'mak m'sha ki ras chostuma. Ma d'chan Shabbos. When your oven, your kira is closed, I mean, you can't cook. Right, the kitchen's closed. Kira's rabach psucha, but the kira, the oven, the mizbeach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is open. The makom shekiras chapsucha. And yontif, when the kitchen's open, ain't it in shekiras rabach psucha? Since really you should be able to do malacha. And then he said the chaim bedin. He says, think about it logically. You can bring the shlomim because that's for you, and you can't bring the oil of al dosif at the bashefer. Shelo yehid shulchan chamoli v'shulchan rabach reikon. It can't be. It's just it's not something that's consistent. Period. Notice Abishol's version of the exchange was very, very different than Bishamai's version. Bishamai's version was, okay, it starts off a little bit different. Abishol said the same thing in different words. Abishol's a little more poetic than the first version of it. But that's not what we're going to focus on. It's the same thing, just different words, different visual, but it's the same exact thing. What we're focusing on is, in the first version of the Braisa, there's a whole follow-up. Beit Shammai responds. They come firing back. They say, what do you mean? What kind of Kal V'Chaymer is that? Nedarim and Nedavis Teichichu. Nedarim and Nedavis, you can't do on Yontif. So, your kitchen's open. Suffice it, doesn't play out. In Abishol's version, Beit Shammai never had that follow-up. Beit Shammai never said Nedarim and Nedavis Teichichu. So the Gemara says, B'maikom Mifligi, and here the whole sugi comes for a sulker. What's the machloikis between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel? Why? What's the machloikis in the two versions of the two braises? In the first braise, after Beit Shammai heard Beis Hillel's Kal V'Chaymer, you know what? They said Nedarim and Nedavis Teichichu. And in the second version, in Abishol's version of the exchange, Beis Shammai never said Nedarim and Nedavis Yechicho. Why did they say it in the first version, not in the second? This machloikis is going on. You know what the machloikis is? Yesterday's daf. Mar Savar Nedarim and Nedavis Kraven Beyontif. Umar Savar Ein Kraven Beyontif. The first version held you taka can't bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Yontif. Oh, you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Yontif. Zok Beis Shammai. Obviously, your Kal V'Chaymer is not a good Kal V'Chaymer, because if it was a good Kal V'Chaymer for the Eilas Riyah, then it has to be a good Kal V'Chaymer for the Nedarim and Nedavis as well. So you see, it doesn't play out for Nedarim and Nedavis. So why should it play out for Eilas Riyah? And Beis Hillel had a fa'in for that. And that's the back and forth, and that's the exchange. What's the second version of the Gemara? The Abishol's version. In Abishol's version, Beis Shammai never said that. You know what? Because in Abishol's version, he knew that Beis Hillel's shita was that Nedarim and Nedavis are craving Beyontif. Not Eilas, only Shlomim. It's good. Yesterday's that. But when Beis Hillel said that you could bring the Eilas Riyah on Yontif, it was the side of Eilas Riyah. And say the Shalme Nedava, because Nedarim and Nedavis are craving beyond the one final Gemara. Amr Afun, Rav Huna, Saldivri, Amr Nedarim and Nedavis ain't craving beyond the coin, the man that holds. That Nedarim and Nedavis are not craving beyond the Loitame and the Reis and Mixa Chazu. Don't say that that's only a Darabanan thing. Meaning, there is a mandama that holds Nedarim and Nedavis are not craving beyond the. Is that Midrais? Is that Midrabanan? So Rav Huna addressed it. He said, don't think it's only a Darabanan. Meaning, don't think that Midrais really you could, it's only Midrabanan you can't. Why would the Rabbanan say you can't do it? Maybe Gzeir Hashem Yasha, because they were afraid that a person's going to, if he can bring his Nedarim and Davos on Yantiv, he'll just push it off until Yantiv, and then, you know, it may never happen. Sounds like a good reason, maybe, to make such a Gzeir, but Rav Huna said that's not the reason. According to the Rabbanan that holds Nedarim and Davos on Akrevi Yantiv, it's a Dinda Iraisa, and he had a little bit of a Raya. His Raya was the Hashtei Alechen, the Chavis Hayyim Nenu, the Shtei Alechen. Those were the two brides that were brought with the Kifsei Atzeres. That was a special karma that was brought on Shavuos. They're Chovas Hanyoim. They're karbanis that you have to bring on Shavuos. The Lekala Migza Shemayash. There's no reason to make Gzeir Shemayash over there. And the reason is because there's only one day to bring it, and there's no concern. Kehanim's reason, hey, there's no issue of Shemayash. The Eina Doicha Leiz Shabbos Leiz. And still you see it's not Doicha Shabbos and Yantiv. Now the Shtei Alechem, to be clear, the carbon was brought on Yantiv, but the baking of it had to be done before Yantiv. So you see there's a concept that sometimes, just because something's a carbon doesn't necessarily mean you can do it on Shabbos, doesn't necessarily mean you can even do it on Yantiv. So Rav Huna said that you have a precedent. The baking of the Shtei Alechem, something you could have thought should be a Doicha Yantiv. It's not Doicha Yantiv. So Amol, just because you're doing it for a carbon, it's still not Doicha Yantiv. That's the mandama that holds Nedarim and Nedavis ain't craving Yantiv. Nedarim and Nedavis ain't craving Yantiv means that even if there's a it's midairaisa, and even though we melechas eichel nefesh is mutter, and karbanos you would have thought based on even a kal v'chaymer, it should be mutter. Afal pike midairaisa, the nedarim and nedavos anakrev miyantif, and metz shem in tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk more about nedarim and nedavos in kreven beyond.
Today's related raid bite, as it relates to inyana de yoyma, is a raid bite from Sukkah Daf Beis. It was the introduction to Masechta Sukkah. It's called Sukkis, granting our nation a second chance. And it's the raid from the Vilna Gaon, who said that the idea of Sukkis is not just remembering the Anani HaKovet, but on a deeper level, it's remembering the fact that despite the fact that the Yidden lost the Anani HaKovet, and they lost the Anani HaKovet because of the Chet HaEgel, Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to forgive the Yidden and bring them back to the state that they were in prior to the Chet HaEgel, the idea of Viratzisa Banu being the focus of what the Yontev of Sukkos is all about.
So just one Ha'ara as it relates to a little bit of Divrei Psicha regarding Sukkah. Not too long. That is, so why do we sin in a sukkah? It says in the Torah, "L'man yedu d'reisechem ki b'sukkah yisay shafti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisam in Mitzrayim." The truth is, something as simple and as straightforward as why do we sit in a sukkah, the most basic mitzvah that we have in the Torah, was really the subject of a machloikis tanam. The tanam didn't have a clear Messiah what it even meant. So Yidu was sitting in sukkis, mamish, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, yet the Tanoim one day came into Beis Medrash and they said, why do we sit in a sukkah? It says in the Torah, ki besukkah say shafti? What does that even mean? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean? It says besukkah. You know what a sukkah is? We sit in a sukkah. Sukkis mamish, when the Yidu left Mitzrayim, they were in the desert, it was really, really hot, and they had to sit in a sukkah to protect them from the sun. So they made sukkahs when they were in the midbar. As a result, zecha to the sukkahs, we sit in the sukkahs as well. Rabbi Eliezer said that's not the reason. We're making a yontif to remember the fact that we sat in a sukkah. Why is that yontif worthy? The reason we make a yontif is because when the Yidu were in the midbar, they were protected not just by schach, they were protected by the Anani HaKovet. The Yidden had Anani HaKovet that guided them during the day, and then they had the Amud Esh at night, and as a zeichin to the Anani HaKovet, we sit in a sukkah. So Zok Rebbe Eliezer, he can ask me, so for 7 days we should sit in Anani HaKovet. Halavai, but we don't have Anani HaKovet. So instead, what we do is we make a sukkah shal mitzvah, and that's our Anani HaKovet. But we're not sitting in a sukkah to remember the fact that the Yidden sat in a sukkah. The sukkah is the mashal. The nimshal is not Anani HaKovet. No, it's machloik is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva, why we sit in a sukkah. Quint Rebbe Akiva, when it says in the Torah, Kibbe and Shafti, it's Besukkos Mamish. Quint Rebbe Eliezer has nothing to do with sukkahs. Why would you make a yontif for that? But rather, it's a zecher la Anani HaKovet. Now, we know the rule. If there's a machloik is anybody in Rebbe Eliezer, unless proven otherwise, we don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. We know another rule. If it's a machloik is Rebbe Akiva and anybody, unless proven otherwise, we pass Rabbi Akiva. Halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaver. We always pass the Rabbi Akiva. Yet Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, we never pass against Rabbi Eliezer. But when it comes to this machloikis, Rashi and Chumash, and the Ramban al Atayra, and the Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, they all say Keishach Belevech, and all the Rishonim say that Halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. And when we sit in a sukkah, the reason we sit in a sukkah is keep a sukkah say shafti because we didn't left Mitzrayim, we had Anani HaKovet. And it's important to know this because it says in the Torah, L'man yedu d'reisechem, you have to know why you're sitting in a sukkah. I mean, this is from the few mitzvahs where it says in the Torah, L'man yedu. See, you have to know. So do we pass on Rabbi Eliezer? Do we pass on Rabbi Akiva? So over here, we're not going to have to wait for Mashiach to come to pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer today. We sit in a sukkah, zecher l'Anani HaKovet. It's yodua that the Chidah asked the bomb kasha. It's a basic kasha, but it's a bomb kasha. That is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden three matanas toivos. We had man, we had the Be'er Shem Miriam, and we had the Anani HaKovet. There was no food in the Midbar, so we had the man. There was no water in the Midbar, so we had the Be'er Shem Miriam. And there was no way for us to be protected in the Midbar, so we had Anani HaKovet. It's afraid to Chidah. If these were three matanas, and Chazal talk about these three matanas, so why is it that we have a yontif, zecher Anani HaKovet, and there's no yontif, zecher to the man, and there's no yontif, zecher to the bear? So the Chidah says the Pashta Teretz. He says the man was a beautiful miracle, it was matana, so was the be'er, and so was the Anani HaKovet. But there was a difference between the man and the be'er, and the Anani HaKovet. The Yidden were going to be in the Midbar for 40 years. You have to eat. You can't survive if you don't eat. As a result, Hashem had no choice. He gave us bread. you're going to be in the midbar for 40 years, there's no water, so you're going to have to drink. So there was a be'er shel Miriam. The man and the be'er, as much as they were matanos toivos and as miraculous as they were, Hashem, on some level, had no choice if he was going to keep us alive, but to provide it for us. As a result, it doesn't merit a yontif. As opposed to Anani HaKavod, we didn't have to have Anani HaKavod. So Anani HaKavod was 100% a gift that Hashem gave us that he really did not have to give us. And it's for that reason we make a yontif, Zeichel Anani HaKavod, but we don't make a yontif, Zeichel for the man, and we don't make a yontif, Zeichel for the be'er. But I think there's another teretz that you could say to the Chidas Kasha, and it's really based on raid that comes from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And that is, there's another very famous Kasha that everyone needs to revisit every year before Sukkot. And that is, we sit in a Sukkot, why? Because when Yidden left Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us Sukkot, or Hashem gave us Anani HaKavod. When did we leave Mitzrayim? We left Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan. We left Mitzrayim on Pesach. So why do we celebrate Sukkot and Chodesh Tishrei? It's Poshet Mechusar Havana. It has no pshat. We eat matzah on Tesfah of Nisan. Marer, Dalet Kaisis, Vigadat Levincha, we have the Leila Seder, we do all the Dairaises, the Rabbanans, we have the mitzvah of Karban Pesach when we left Mitzrayim. Because we left Mitzrayim and we had Sukkot, therefore, Tesfah of Tishrei, pick that day, we're going to sit in a Sukkot. So it's the Torah's Kasha. And the Torah says a teretz. The Torah says that when a Yid remembers a miracle, it's important that he's mefaris in the nest, that people see, acknowledge that he's doing something special. If a Yid would sit in a sukkah, Tesvav Nisan, the weather's perfect, it's beautiful outside, Tzikishmak Azach, there'd be no presumenis. It wouldn't be obvious that you're sitting L'Shem Mitzvah. So, therefore, the Torah said, don't do it when the weather is nice. Wait until the weather starts getting a little murky. Then already, it's not so gishmak. So then you'll sit in a sukkah. But the point is, said the Torah, that the reason we celebrate the Yontif of Sukkah is Chodesh Tishrei and not Chodesh Nisan was for a practical reason. It's like this, it should be more nicker that the reason we're sitting in a sukkah is related to the fact that Ki b'sukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael. But the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, says another teretz. The Vilna Gaon is on Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, and he says, Kedarkoi, Dvarim, Nefloim, V'nistarim, B'nigla u'b'nistar, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim. And specifically, he's explaining the first four psukim. So the first, says the Vilna Gaon, the first four psukim of Shir HaShirim are keneged four Yomim Tovim. He says the first pasuk is keneged Pesach, the second pasuk Shavuos, the third pasuk is Sukkot, and the fourth pasuk is Shmini Atzeres. The first pasuk is Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloima. On Pesach, the Yidden sang Shira, As Yashvi Moshe. It's a remez to the Yontif of Pesach. The second Pesach, Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyayin. What's the Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu? That's the Torah, it's the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a remez to Shavuos. The third pasuk, which is a little bit of a harder pasuk, L'reach Shemonecha Toivim, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Alkein Alomois Ahevucha. So Ayin Shom in the Vilna Gaon, he says why that pasuk is Mishkan, 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 which he says means Sukkot, as we'll see in a second. And as relates to the fourth pasuk, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Heviyani Hamelech Hadarov, that's referring to Shmini Atzeres, that's the time, the Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch, we have a Suda Ketana, that's Heviyani Hamelech Hadar. So says the Vilna Gaon, the four pasukim are a reference to the four Yom Tov. But the truth is that Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Dalet are very clear. Gimel is not so clear. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloim, oh, that's Shira. Yishakenu Minashikas Piyu, that's Torah. Haviyani HaMelech HaDorav, that's Shmini Atzeres. L'Reach Shmonecha Toivin, Shemen Turak Shmecha, Alkein Alom Yisai Avucha, doesn't seem to be such a remez to Sukkot. It says it in the Gaon. It's not a remez to Sukkot. It's a remez to the Mishkan. Mishkan is connected to Sukkot. He says, why? He says, because why do we sit in a sukkah? Zeichel Anani HaKavod. So the Gaon says, I'm going to be Megala Soy to you. And the truth is, a very big Chiddush, and you had to be the Vilna Gaon in the 18th century to say a Chiddush like this, only the Vilna Gaon could say. He says that after when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they got Anani HaKavod. But then they worshipped the eagle. And when they worshipped the eagle, they fell levels. So much so, Hashem said, you're not getting the Anani HaKavod anymore. You're not getting that special connection with me and you. Yeah, before the Chet Eagle, there was a bond. Now, there's going to be a Malach that's going to lead you. At this point, you're not going to have any more. You're not going to have any more the Anani HaKavod. When did the Yidden get the Anani HaKavod back? When they started building the Mishkan. He says, when they started building the Mishkan, that's when they got the Anani HaKavod. Says the Vilna Gaon, okay, what does that have to do with Sukkot? He says, because you know when the Yidden started building the Mishkan? He says, on Tesvav Tishrei. That's the day that they started building the Mishkan. He makes a cheshbon.
He says Moshe Rabbeinu went up after the Shviras Aluchos to be Mekabel the Luchos Shnius. 40 days, finally, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, which happened on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu finally came down with the Luchos Shnius. Hashem said that, now that I forgave you, you have the Luchos Shnius, go build the Mishkan. The next day, Vayakel Moshe, Parshas Vayakel happened, Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the Yidden and he tells them there's a mitzvah, V'yikuli Truma V'shachanti B'zayin. Now you're going to go ahead and you're going to have a Mishkan. The Pasuk says that the Yidden brought what they had to bring, Ba'boikin Ba'boikin. This was a 48-hour campaign. Ba'boikin Ba'boikin. So they, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha was Yud, Yud Aleph, Vayakel Moshe, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That was Ba'boikin Ba'boikin. Okay, now Moshe has Tcheilus, he has Argom, he has Telashoni, he has Zov, Kesem, Nechayshet. He had to distribute it. So he spent the day distributing. He gave it to all the Chachamim and all the people that were involved in the Malach HaMishkan. That was on Yudal. The next day, Tesuav Tishrei, says the guy, and they started building the Mishkan. So he says, you want to know when they started building the Mishkan? They started building the Mishkan on Tesuav Tishrei. He says, that's the connection between this Pasuk of L'reach Shmonecha, Toivim Shemet Durek Shmecha, Kein Alamas HaYavucha. What does that have to do with Sukkot? Because it's Mishkan. And there's a connection between Mishkan and Sukkot. Why? Because Sukkot is Eichel Anani HaKovid. We had it, then we lost it, we got it back the day they started building the Mishkan, and that happened on Tesvav Tishrei. Says the guy, with this, Ubazem Mituritz, with this you can answer Masha Hikshu. You can ask one of the most difficult kashas in the whole Torah. We sin in the Sukkot Tesvav Tishrei. Why? Where the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Frank, Zok the Vilna Goy, and everybody asks, Masha Hikshu, everyone asks the kasha that I don't understand. We left Mitzrayim and Nisan. So why are we waiting until Tishrei to celebrate the Yontif? Says the Goyin, it's true, the Yidden left Mitzrayim and Nisan. And when the Yidden left Mitzrayim and Nisan, they got the Anani Akar, but then they lost it. Then they got it back. When they get it back, Tesvav Tishrei. And that's why on this day, that's the day that we remember the Anani HaKavod. Dvarim Niflaim, literally, Divrei Nevi'ahs from the Goyin. He says there's a direct connection to the Anani HaKavod and to the Yontif and the date of Tesvav Tishrei, because this is a day of Anani HaKavod. So the truth is, just to dig a little deeper, and that is, so what did the Goyim just do? The Goyim solved the riddle, right? We can't understand why on Tesvav Tishrei we have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. Keep a sukkah, say shafti, that happened Tesvav Nisan. So the Goyim just explained it. He said the reason is because really there wasn't one Zman of Anani HaKavod, there were two Zmanim of Anani HaKavod. He had the Zman of Anani HaKavod that was Tesvav Nisan, there was another Zman of Anani HaKavod, Tesvav Tishrei. Okay, so now the question is, why Tesvav Tishrei? Why not Tesvav Nisan? Okay, you had two options. You have to pick one. So maybe this is the one we picked. But in the Magia of the Vilna Goyen on Shir HaShirim, which was written by Rebbe Leo Koyen, he's the son of HaGoyen HaGadol, Rav David Koyen Shlita, the Rashiv and Chevron. So he's Meirich, and he proves from Torah, from the Vilna Goyen, that the reason we picked Tesvav Tishrei, the Torah did, and not Tesvav Nisan, isn't just, so there's two options, we have to pick one, so we're going to pick that one, punkt, it's the second one. It's much deeper, and really gets to the core of what Sukkot is all about, and we're going to end with this. And that is, it brings from the Siddur Hagra in the Pirish Siach Yitzchak. So the Siach Yitzchak was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin. Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and he wrote a Pirish, and it's a lot based on the Torah of the Vilna Goy. So the Siach Yitzchak says as follows: Ato bechartanu mikolo amin, ahafto isanu v'rotzi sabanu. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin: Ato bechartanu mikolo amin, ahafto isanu v'rotzi sabanu. Going connected the three regalim. Ato bechartanu mikolo amin is Pesach. That's when we became a nation. Ato bechartanu, you chose us from all the nations. Ahafto isanu, you loved us. You gave us the Torah. V'rotzi sabanu, says Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin in the Siddur Agra, v'rotzi sabanu, that's the Yontif of Sukkot. He says why. He says, because on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave the Yidden for the Chet HaEgel. But even though the Yidden were forgiven, but at the same time, they were still dealing with the ramifications of the Chet HaEgel. L'moshel, after the Chet HaEgel, they lost the Anani HaKavod. This was the Vilna Goyen's big Chiddush. They didn't get it back yet. And because they didn't get it back yet, so even though they were forgiven, they were still missing. They still didn't have it. When did they get the Anani HaKavod back? Said the Vilna Goyen, they got it back on Tesvav Tishrei. Tesvav Tishrei was when it was Virotzi Sabanu. What is Virotzi Sabanu? That's when the Yidden became Mirutza. They weren't just forgiven, now they were Mirutza Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now they were taken back, and Hashem said, you know what, this is 100% behind us. I'm going to make believe this never ever happened. So not only are you forgiven, don't worry, I'm not going to come after you. Not only is this some business relationship, we'll figure out a way to get along. This is Virotzisabon. It's over. It's done. Whatever happened, happened, and we're going to start all over again. And the truth is that to appreciate what the Siach Yitzchak is saying, you have to hear one paragraph from Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoin is talking about Tshuva. This is in the Shara Rishnoi. It's Ois Mem Beis. He says, V'oid yispalo bala Tshuva el Hashem, limchois ka'ov pshov v'cha'on ha'chatoisov. He says about Tshuva should daven to the Eivishto that he should wipe away his averes. V'sheyach po'itzboi, but Hashem should warn him. V'yirtzeyu, and he should be merutza. V'yayotzer loy, and he should treat him kasher im loy chata, as if he never did the aveiro. Inyan shekosu b'divrei alu al balatshuva acherei hayesurim yeter alikavei yarteu. Ki Yitochin says the Rabbeinu Yoin. Here's the punchline: it's possible for a person to do an aveiro, to do tshuva. Hashem is going to accept this tshuva. However, liyos ha'avay nislach, the aveiro is going to be wiped away. Finiftim and hayesurim, no punishments. Umikol gzera, no gzeras. Oh, but the ein l'Hashem chayfetz by. But he could still be in a position where David says, you know what, it's fine, but I don't ever want to see you again. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in your davening, I'm not interested in your learning, I'm interested in your mitzvahs. I'm done, I hear, I understand. We'll figure out a way to get along. But at the same time, he can come to a point where his mincha, that's always supposed to be l'rotzen, his mincha is going to be lo yirotzen. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, but the tzaddikim understand that the greatest thing in the world is l'hafik rotzen me'ashem v'sheyach v'itzbehem. And says Rabbeinu, even after you do tshuva, you're bal tshuva, you did tshuva on all daveris, you spalo bal tshuva, that what? Sheyach v'itzbehem. For your tseyu. Because otherwise, you're really missing. And this is a theme that Rabbeinu Yoina talks about in different places as well, and that's this idea. He says a lashon in Ois Yud, Umahoy ilo b'chol kinyoneha. What is anything worth? Imra be'enei adoyneha. If a person in the eyes of Hashem is raw, Hashem doesn't want to see him. A person can do tshuva, zaveris can be wiped away, but it's a transactional relationship. It's for a person to come back to where he was, where Hashem loves him, where it's mamish as if it never happened. For that, you need a special tefillah. That's a special knech. That's another level. And that's what Virotzisobanu is. It said Ramaltzin, that when the Yidin, on Yom Kippur, got kaparus, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, the balance sheet was clean, it was done, everything was accepted, you have nothing to worry about anymore. There's nothing outstanding. But at the same time, there was no Anania Kovid. So they weren't Merutza. You know, when they got Ritzui, when did it go to the point where they went back to a place where they were Merutza Be'ini HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where they felt Hashem wanted them, when they got the Anania Kovid back? When did that happen? That was Tesvav Tishrei. That's why the Yontif of Sukkis is Virotzisobanu. So Atu Bechatonu Mikol Amim, that's Pesach. Ahavto Isanu, that's Shavuos. Virotzisobanu, what's Virotzisobanu? Virotzisobanu, that's the Yontif of Sukkis. But this gives us a whole different understanding of what Sukkis is. On Sukkis, we got the Anani HaKovid back. That's true. So you want to know technically what happened on Sukkis? We got the Anani HaKovid. But on a deeper level, the significance of getting the Anani HaKovid back was Virotzisobanu. That's what it was. They didn't sin. They did the chet ha'egel. It looked like it was all over. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to pull it off. Vayayim Hashem selachti kedvarecha. It wasn't easy. Lechem lo'yachalti, mayim lo'yishosizi. This was a moifus from Moshe Rabbeinu that he was able to save Klal Yisrael after the chet ha'egel. Vayayim Hashem selachti, but it wasn't done yet. It wasn't over yet. Then they got the Anani HaKovid back. So the Anani HaKovid in and of itself was a miracle. That's a miracle that's worthy of a holiday. But that's not the tiefkeit of the Yontif of Sukkis. The tiefkeit of the Yontif of Sukkis is that we got the Anani HaKovid back despite the fact that it was a chet ha'egel, despite the fact that Hashem really didn't want to give us the Anani HaKovid back. For that we needed not only Vayayim Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho, but we needed V'nirtzoloi L'chaper. We needed that our tshuva should be Oilo L'rotzoi. It should be a mincha that's Oilo L'rotzoi. And that happened on Sukkis. So why is it that the Yontif of Sukkis is on Tesvav Tishrei, not Tesvav Nisan? Oh, because it's a Zman of Anani HaKovid. Very nice. The guy was Mechadish. It's a Zman of Anani HaKovid. But Tesvav Nisan is like a Zman of Anani HaKovid. So how do you know which one to pick? It's because the Yontif is not just Zeichel Anani HaKovid. The Yontif is Zeichel to Virotzisobanu. It's what getting the Anani HaKovid back represented. That's what it's all about. And that happened with the second Anani HaKovid. That didn't happen with the first Anani HaKovid. It's Lefizah, it's Poshit, it's Miyushav, the Chidah's Kasha. Chidah is the Kasha. There were three Matanis Tovis. You had the Mon, you had the Be'er Shal Miriam, and you had the Anani HaKovid. So he said, why do you make a Yontif only Zeichel Anani HaKovid? You should make a Yontif Zeichel to the Mon also. You should make a Yontif Zeichel to the Be'er too. Oh, the Teretz is the Mon and the Be'er. We never lost. It's miracles, right? We're not making a Yontif Zeichel to the miracle. If we were making a Yontif as a Zeichel to the miracle, then we'd make the Yontif on Tesvav Nisan. The reason we're making the Yontif is because of the Virotzisobanu. In other words, Sukkis is part of the continuum of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, and then Yom Kippur is the Yom Slicha, and then Sukkot is the day of Viratzi Sabanu. It's the same Avodah. Once we understand that, we understand why Sukkot is a Zman of Tshuva Me'ahava. We'll talk about that in another Reid Bite. And then we understand a little bit why Yishraya Yishana L'mancha L'keinu Hashana. What does it have to do with Sukkot? Sukkot is Zman Tzum Chaseinu and the Beitzach, and then Hashana Rabbi, you understand a little bit better. But this is the Pesach. The Pesach is because the Yontif of Sukkot is Zecher L'Anani Yaakovim. But it's not just Zecher to the fact that once upon a time we had Anani HaKavod. It's Zecher to the fact that we lost Anani HaKavod, we got it back. Sukkot is all about the Ratzi Sobanu, like Rav Maltzin said, from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Goyen, at the Brachat Tonami Kol Amim is Pesach, after Isanu is Shavuos, the Ratzi Sobanu, two words. You want to know what Sukkot is in two words? Sukkot is the Ratzi Sobanu.